We find the Indian that the Bach speaks out, the well-known Bach, that the schus that Klai Yisrael was Nisha was Ayidei Mysterious Nefesh. The Bach speaks out, famous Bach, that they were Rofu Yudei Me'avoida and Vibaldei Omoisa Nefesh. Is b'schus the mysterious nefesh that Klai Yisrael did, there was Zeicher the Yeshua. Let's just speak about Dvorim Pshutim. What's the inyan of mysterious nefesh dafka when it gets to the Nes of Hanukkah? I was talking to a Talmud Chacham from America this week. He told me of a Gvaldige Meisa. A Gvaldige Meisa Namish. When Rabbi Chana Wasserman went back to, I don't know if those of you know historically, but Rabbi Chanan was in America right before the war. That means when the war broke out, he was in America. And he went back to Litva, to Branovich. Branovich was in Poland, it's not in Litva. He went back to Branovich when the war had broken out already. So there's always it's always a big topic if you're yeshivisha. There's always a big topic of why did he go back? Did he know what he was going back to? Was he allowed to go back? What types of, somebody once told me, this person I was speaking to is a Talmud Rav Huntner. So he once told him, he once asked Rav Huntner, why do Rav Huntner go back? So he says, Ver bistu tefregin shaylus of azokhan amenshah. What do you even, who are you b'chal to ask shaylus on Rav Huntner? Why he went back? Did he go back? Ver bistu, b'stacha nobody. So the person that Rav Huntner was staying in America, his grandson said over that he said like this. The person said to them that, you know what you're going back to? You're going to get killed. So Rabbi Chanan answered that he has a Kabbalah from the Rebbe, from the Chofetz Chaim. He has a Kabbalah from the Chofetz Chaim, from the Rebbe, that when a person goes with Mesiras Nefesh, there's no tsar. So he's not scared. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. That when there's mysterious nefesh, there's no tsar. What's the beer hat vom that when there's mysterious nefesh, there's no tsar? What the Chofetz Chaim mean? And Rabbi Chanan said, I'm going back. He stayed to Chiddush in the Maisa that he knew al daskein that he was going back for. He didn't go back with. He knew al daskein. He had a yeshiva there, he had talmidim. He went back to be with them. Like the Dvar Avraham said, that when a ship goes down, the captain is the last one to get off. But he said that I'm going back to mysterious nefesh. He wasn't scared of the pain. When there's mysterious nefesh, there's no tsar. What's the beer hadvar? What's the mile of mysterious nefesh? You all know that. We see also something interesting, also another nekuda. That besides the mysterious nefesh, that was the sibah for the Yeshua and Hanukkah. But we see that besides the etzim Yeshua, Klai Yisrael got a wealth of ruchnius together with the Yeshua. That means there are many times and many other situations of Golus or Xerah. So Klai Yisrael was saved. We find over here that together with the Yeshua came a wealth, a shefa of Ha'ara, the Neiris with Teresh Baal Peh that came afterwards. It opened up afterwards the whole world of Teresh Baal Peh. That means the Mesiris Nefesh wasn't just the physical Yeshua. The Mesiris Nefesh was an akuda that opened up a whole world of Ruchnius possibilities, potential. As you all know, not saying anything new, that the battle of Yavon with Klai Yisrael, the battle of Yavon, the Tarbus of Yavon, the culture of Yavon, was the battle between the Guf and the Neshama. What's that, the battle between the Guf and the Neshama? The Yavonim said that there's no Neshama. The Yavonim said that there's only Guf. We find it in Kama Vekama Vekama Yifanim that the Ikur Nekuda of Yavon was that the Guf has no Pnimius, the Guf has no Neshama, the Guf has no Ruchnius. The Guf is a fine Zach, everything's fine. We find it in Kama Vekama levels. We find it in that they didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They left the Beis HaMikdash intact. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They left the Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash intact. But they were Mechal of the Beis HaMikdash. Parts of Chaymus Migdolai, says the Faces Yontif, that they were pirates of the Chel. The Chel is the place where Goyim are allowed to go up to, the Mishnah says in Kalim. And the Yavonim said we're not going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not miyuchad for you. There's no specific ruchnius in the Beis HaMikdash that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoyer shechina on you. Everybody can go in. I mean, there's no yichud, there's no kedusha. We find that in that they were metame the shmanim. Why don't they just get rid of the shaman? The answer is that the chitzonius dika act of lighting a menorah, the Yvonne didn't have anything against it. They had against the kedusha of the shmanim, the yichud of the shmanim, the miyuchadkeit of it. Now, that means the musik that something has kedusha is because there's a neshama. Where does kedusha come from? Kedusha comes when I take the neshama, I take the ruchnius, and I infuse the gashmius with meaning. I infuse the gashmius with a tachlus. I infuse the gashmius with a yichud that has specific meaning. But if everything is only the guf, so everything's all the same, what's the difference if the shaman is tamei or it's not tamei? Tifer gazak, more than that. The whole concept of tumah, we see that the whole inyan of the Yevanim was inyan of tumah. They were metame, they weren't metame, they were metame. What's the inyan of tumah? The inyan of tumah is where there's a vacuum between the guf and the neshama. Tumas meis, says the Maral, comes from the fact that when the neshama leaves the guf, that vacuum, that tremendous drop. So tumah is the absence of ruchnius. Tumah is the absence of neshama. A guy is not metame tumah meis, by the way, because there's no big drop anyway. That's the emek hapshat. Abra yid is metame tumah meis because tumah is the absence of ruchnius. Tumah is saying that the ruchnius left. The inyan of being metame the shmanim was to say there is no ruchnius. So we're gonna make a tumah. We're gonna show there's no chilik between tumah and not tumah. The etzim nekuda. So tumah and kedusha are the meeting points between guf and neshama. When the guf and neshama are there, it's tar. When the neshama leaves the guf and there's an absence of ruchnius, that means the taking away, the absence of the vacuum in the place of the ruchnius steps in tumah. That's the root of all tumah, by the way. On a higher level, we've spoken in the past, the inyan of Lashkicham Torasecha is also an inyan of no neshama. The Luchas Rishonis, as you all know, had a tchuna. The Luchas Rishonis had a tchuna. It's one of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas Rishonis. One of the reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas Rishonis was because the Luchas Rishonis had a tchuna that there's no shikha in Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that there should be a matzav in Klal Yisrael that a person could be Mechal Shabbos, and it could be Oved Avodah Zorah, and be Oved the Egel, and be a Baki B'Shas. It means you learn Torah, you'll never forget it, and you're a Sheikitz. That Bechina of Ishikhas HaTorah, which means that the Torah is part of you Be'etzem, is only Shaykh in a Klai Yisrael that can't sin, that can hold on to the Dargah. So then the Torah could stay part of you. But the Matzah where the Torah is going to be part of you, and you're not going to be holding on that dargah beside your guf, beside your ma'isim, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first lufas. It's brought down the Svar Makadoshim that the oimik of why in the first lufas there was no shikha is because the dargah of the lufas was Klal Yisrael, was other Rishon Lefnei Achet. And the dargah of other Rishon Lefnei Achet was that his guf and his neshama were one. There was no steer between his guf and his neshama. By the way, it's very interesting. It's brought down the Gemara of Bava Metzia that Shufar the Yank of Avinu was the Shufar of Adam Rishon. The face of the shine of Yank of Avinu shined like the face of Adam Rishon. Says the Maral wife, Maral and Gur Aryeh, on this week's parasha, by the way. Says the Maral that the pshat is, where did the shine come on the face? The shine on the face of Adam Rishon was from the Tzelem Elokim. The aura, the shine on the face of other Rishon was from the Tzelem Elokim. The neshama shone. The neshama is aura. And he had a shine on his face from his neshama. Because Adam HaRishon, his pnimius and his chitonius were one. There was no steer between the two things. So his guf and neshama was completely mu'uchid. The guf was completely bottled to the neshama. That was the dark of other Rishon. And that's why the Tzelem Elokim shined out on the outside. Because the guf of Adam Rishon wasn't a mechitza in front of his neshama. It was one with his neshama. It wasn't the steer. We spoke in the previous weeks, Yank Avinu is on the same dargah. It says, Sula Mutzavah, it's a Rosh HaMagiyah Shemayma. So the Medrash says that the Malachim looked at Sula Mutzavah, they looked at the dargah of Yank Avinu downstairs, and they looked at Rosh Magiyash Ram, they looked at his daras upstairs, which means they looked at his matzav of Gashmias, his guf, and they looked at his matzav upstairs, and they saw that it was exactly the same. That's what the Medrash says. They saw that there was no difference between his darga upstairs and his darga downstairs. That's the pshat that Yankov Vinu was shufay the other mishum, because Yankov Vinu came to the darga that his whole guf was mishubad completely to his ruchnias. He didn't have any other agenda besides his ruchnias. And mele, his darga of his neshama upstairs, Rosh Magiyash Shamayim, and his darga of Mutzav Arta were exactly the same darga. That's the darga of other mishum. That's what it means, says the Maral, shufay the Yankov Vinu can shufay the mishum. That's the Gemara B'Metziah. He shined like other mishum because the tzelem aleikim shined. There was no blockage, there was no mechitza. The guf wasn't the mechitza b'fal. The darga of Klai Yisrael in the first lukas was a darga of other mishum b'fnei achet, where the void was a complete bittel haguf to the neshama. The guf was bottle to the neshama. In Eila, there's no makom for shikcha. Shikcha, says the Maral in a number of places, comes from aging. The guf ages, the guf dies, the guf is misyashim. The whole concept of shikcha that a person forgets only comes from Gashmi. It doesn't come from the neshama, doesn't forget. The neshama is nitzchi, the neshama is forever. The Lucha Shnius, after Klai Yisrael did the chet, there was a pirud between their guf and their neshama. Then there's a makom for shikcha. The shkicham teresecha, the Yevonim, didn't come along and say, don't learn. Learning is beautiful. Learning is geshmak. Learning is like a nice menorah. Learning is like a nice Beis HaMikdash. They didn't destroy anything. They didn't say don't light the menorah. They didn't say don't learn. They didn't say destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Oh, but they said that is going to become part of you. So it's not just the thought that Lashkicham is not part of you. The koyach of Lashkicham comes from the fact the guf forgets. The guf ages. The guf has a time limit. The guf is not infinite. And their battle was against the neshama. Their battle was against the fact that a person has nitzchias inside him. And that's why dafka was a darga of lashkicham tayresech, was dafka a darga of forgetting. A darga of not learning, they had enough problem with. Their fight was with the neshama. That means the battle with the Yevonim was, the Yevonim said, there's no neshama. There's only a guf. And mimeila, there's nothing to go be mevatel your guf to the neshama. You don't have to mevatel your guf to any returners. We spoke many times that the reason why the Yevonim came with such an ideology was because if there's a neshama, so then you have to mevatel your guf to what the neshama says. The neshama is the ikur, not the guf. But that means you can't be hefker. That means you can't live kin a taiva kovet. And the Yevonim were Mr. Taiva. That was the whole life. So instead of saying that you want to be Bali Taiva, they took the painless way. And the painless way was that there's no neshama. There's nothing. And they built it to a very stark adarga. And they entrenched the whole culture that there's no such thing as kedusha. There's no such thing as tahara. There's no such thing as yichud, there's no such thing as ruchni, there's no such thing as neshama. So you can learn Torah, but it won't become part of you because there's no pnimius inside you, be'etzem. And in every area of life, that was the sheet of the Yevonim. Mesiras Nefesh means that a person is mevatel his guf to his neshama. That's what Mesiras Nefesh means. What's Mesiras Nefesh mean? I'm giving up my guf. Is the Nekuda that the Bach says that the Ikki Yeshua came through Mesiras Nefesh wasn't the Zayit Gazach, that because they were Mesiras Nefesh they got Tchar. Mesiras Nefesh was the Nekuda, what am I giving up my guf for? I'm going to mutcher myself, I'm going to be Mesiras Nefesh, I'm going to give up more than I can. What are you giving it up for? But there is only the guf. Who are you being Mesiras for? That means that there's something higher than the guf. There's something more lofty than the guf. There's something more chashiv than the guf. There's something to give up my guf for. That Nekuda is the etzem contradiction, the etzem tikkun on the Muhammad of Yavon. So Mesiras Nefesh wasn't a Zayit Gazach that it's time they were Mesakin because they were Misrashim and Avoida. Mesiras Nefesh is the Nekuda of Yavon. That there's something that the Guf is bottled with. It's not just the Guf alone. If there's no Neshama, there's nothing Mesiras Nefesh for. There's nothing more than the Guf. Live and be happy. The Nekuda of Mesiras Nefesh is the Hisbatlus of the Guf to the Neshama, which is the Etzem Choshech of Yavon. The Etzem Choshech of Yavon, the Etzem Tarbus of Yavon, is that there's nothing more important than the needs of my guf. And there is no neshama, there is no spirituality, there is no ruchanias, there is no chashivas, there is no miyuchid be'etzem. Everything's all the same, everything's only exterior. So the Mesiras Nefesh was the Zach itself. If that's the pshat, so then we understand why there was Zeicha afterwards to a Zah or of ruchanias. Be'etzem, the light of the neshama And the Shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is there all the time. Now the pshat is, like you said, Shofet the Yanka Avinu Keshofet the other vision. A person has a Tzavon Olakim. Yanka Avinu shined. Other vision shined. Because their Tzavon Olakim was the Iker. They were lit up. Kipshuta, that's what the Gemara says. Shofet, Mistad was a physical phenomenon. That's what the Maral says. The Tzavon Olakim shined through the guf. That dog everybody has. We all have a Tzavon Olakim. It's Be'etzem. We don't need to get the light of Chanukah from the outside. The light of Chanukah, which is the aura of the neshama, is burning inside every person. Now the pshat is, there's a mechitza, there's a pirud between the guf and the neshama. And when the guf is a pirud, we don't see the telmokah, we don't see the light. Every time there's an akuda of mesiras nefesh, that a person bridges that pirud between the guf and the neshama, you bridge the pirud. You break the guf in front of the neshama, you're misachid the guf to the neshama, at that second your Tzavon Olakim shines through. So the shefa of or that came, the nisim, the gilui hashchina, the Torah Shebal Peh, all that which came as a result of the mesiras nefesh is a davar memeila. It's not if it's a new matana that came from Shemayim because of the mesiras nefesh. That's a davar memeila, that's the result of memeila. The person Tzavon Olakim shine through, a bechina of shofar the adam rishon. A bechina of that, we don't see it. But a bechina of that bittul of the guf to neshama, that bechina shine through. That's the metzias, the etzem. What's in the geir to us? Before you get to what's in the geir to us, that's the oimik. This adam gadol told me of what Rabbi Chanan said, that when there's mesiras nefesh, it doesn't hurt. What the chafetz chayim mean? A neir dik zog, a shocking zog. That when the mesiras nefesh, there's no tsar. The pshat is tsar. The gevaltig is that. Look what the Adam Gadol told me. It shocked me. The tsar of dying and the tsar of torture and the tsar comes from the guf. When there's a period between the guf and the neshama, there's tumah. When there's a period between the guf and the neshama, there's pain. When you're meisa nefesh, said the chafetz chaim, and you're mevatel yourself to the neshama, there's no pain. Nothing hurts. That's the oimik of what the grace of Zayde, the Chavetz Chaim meant to say. That's what he meant to say. What the Chavetz Chaim said was that when there's a serious nefesh, there's no tzar. Because when there's a serious nefesh, there's no guf. And every time there's a serious nefesh, you're bridging the gap between the guf and the neshama. Nothing hurts. It only hurts. Misa is painful. It's only because there's a period. So it's a battle. He pulls this way, you pull that way. The guf doesn't want. But if I harness my guf to my neshama, which is the mechus of what mesiras nefesh is. So there's no pain, b'chal. B'chanan said, not worry, b'chal. Oh yeah, that dargu, we're talking about things that we have no shaykhus to. But we do have a shaykhus to it. Why? Because even if we don't have that dargu of mesiras nefesh inside of us, but a person should know that any mesiras nefesh, any time a person is mesiras nefesh, what's mesiras nefesh mean? Mesiras nefesh means you did something that you're not chayef to do. If you're chayef to do, it's not called mesiras nefesh. When Matis Yo, one of the Pshat's Mesiris, they weren't chayef to do it. They were Mesiris Nefesh. Is Mesiris Nefesh when a person does something he's not chayef to do? It was a little bit difficult. And you said, I'm going to bridge the gap. I'm going to mevatel in every darga that a person does it. It could be in a tiny thing. It could be in a small nisayin, a nisayin of Kedusha, a nisayin of Kovan, a nisayin of Ben Olam HaVeroi. And a person says, I'm not going to let my guf run wild. I'm going to be Mesiris Nefesh. I'm going to mevatel myself. A person is zeiche to the same aura as the aura of Hanukkah. That's what the ikar limit of the yontif is. A person doesn't have to be the mesiras nefesh or a bachanan. Halavai, we should never be tested. Halavai, we should never be tested. And a person doesn't have to have even the dag mesiras nefesh matas yo abonov. But wherever there's mesiras nefesh, wherever there's a bittul, wherever there's a hachana, wherever there's a bridging of the gap between the guf and the neshama, there's a gewaltig or of Hanukkah, there's a gewaltig or of Torah, there's a gewaltig or of the Tzelem Olakim, which is in the person itself, which comes out. A person can test what I'm saying. Any time that you'll be Meisa Nefesh on a small level, any time you'll be Meisa Nefesh on a small level, you have a small Nisayin, a difficult Nisayin, but not a gefreldige thing, and you're Meisa Nefesh, you're Chayef too, and you bend yourself over. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't have to send the light. The light shines through. It's what you are, Be'etzem. And if Kaiser altogether would join together and be Moshe Nefesh together, then Avada Kosh Baruch Hu would send us again the light of Hanukkah.